You're listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio with my guests who are here with me almost every month, Suzanne Bjornsson from Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
And Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging.
Hi.
And you can hear me smiling because we have a third person in the studio who you may hear from, and that is Harper, and she is her mom's little baby, and she's here with us today, and she's really cute, and so you may hear a few baby noises. I'm sure nobody will mind that. It's pretty sweet, and she's just being, so I'm kind of beaming at her right now. She can see the little hearts coming out of me, so she's kind of staring at me right now, but what a cutie pie. So at any rate, our third silent guest.
Yes, we're just not as cute. Huh?
If I said that to you guys, it would be just a little weird. So I mean, I want to be any weirder than I normally am. That's probably enough. So at any rate, we are here for A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout, and today we're going to be talking about a topic relevant to families, especially around the holidays when you have people visiting, and that is how to prepare family members and friends if you have a member of the family who has illness issues, especially perhaps dementia issues around the holidays, people who don't visit very often. Maybe not know what to expect when they come to your home. And so we're going to be talking about that. So, Doug, you did a column about this recently. And can you tell people about your column a little bit, maybe? Start with that.
Pardon?
Can you tell people a little bit about your column? You did a column about
yes.
this recently.
Yeah, I do a column, a weekly column for the Pacific County papers. And like a lot of the small newspapers, though, it used to go out to like six of them. Now it goes to like two because they're all conglomerates.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And joining
yeah.
together. But it's basically on senior issues and what's going on in our communities. There's a lot of national senior columns that go out, but I like mine is more specific to our area, what's happening in our area. And the last one was because of the holidays. I just got to thinking about when families come down, because a lot of times they're coming down. This is the only time they come. Once a year they're coming down to see mom and dad because they have lives and they're going about their business. And in that time, even if you're staying in touch on the phone or on the internet or whatever, changes that have happened don't really... Around the holidays, if families are coming in and it's a lot of times just once a year, they might live on opposite coasts or whatever, the changes in someone in the family isn't obvious. I mean, you're talking on them, mom or dad might say, well, you know, dad's having some trouble remembering things, you know, it's getting a little more difficult. It's a disconnect if you're not there with them. So maybe the year before you came down and you and dad were watching football, he's talking about his favorite team and what he did, you know, last week. You're telling him all this and he asked about, hey, you know, last time you told me this. Well, and it can happen pretty quickly too, depending upon what the cause for the dementia is. But it might be that the following year he goes down there and dad isn't quite sure who he is, even though he's his son. So, and these are things that happen. It could be Alzheimer's. It could be any other kind of dementia. There could be Parkinson's, dementia, Lewy body, whatever it is. But the thing to remember is to sort of prepare the family. You know, when they're coming down, just say, okay, remember, you know, dad's having some issues with this and this and this. For example, if you come in and go, oh, hi, Dad, and you give him a big hug, and he's looking at you kind of like he's smiling but looking kind of uncertain, he's not insulting you. It's the disease process. He's not, you know, intentionally ignoring you or something like that. But also know that even if he can't quite place your position in the family or what your name is, the fact that you're there, that's the big deal. And people will respond to other people around there. There's something internally that they recognize that they're familiar, even if they can't place them.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I noticed with my dad was that he had some dementia. It was fairly minor, but it was sort of intermittent. Excuse me. He'd be better at some times than other times. So
right.
You might be talking to him, and he would make a lot of sense, and then another time you wouldn't, and you sort of had to learn to roll with that.
Oh, absolutely. I think my mother-in-law lived with us several years before she died and was experiencing some dementia towards the end. And there were a lot of times when I'd be sitting there talking with her and she'd be reminiscing and whatnot because we've been married 50 years and so I've known their family a long time. And so she'd be talking and I'd realize all of a sudden that, okay, she's talking about when she was in high school back in Longview. because she'd start talking about the house, and I thought, oh, that's the house that she pointed out she grew up in. Fine. You're still visiting, so right. you just go ahead and visit. You don't have to correct everything. You just, oh, that's
it's
interesting.
It's natural that you want to correct, though, which yes. is, mm-hmm. it's hard not to.
Right.
And I think a lot of times people are not aware their loved one may have dementia, and arguments easily come to play. So
sure.
If you could try to avoid that and be aware that potentially if you see some confusion when you go in and visit your family members, thinking in the back of your mind, oh, they might have dementia, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being aware of you. Just go with it and take note.
That's so. True. And I think another thing, too, is, you know, I think that's you're right, that's exactly the first reaction to everybody, especially family, mm-hmm. is, family, no, yeah. that's not right. You remember, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, does it make
right,
a big difference right. whether the dog was named Sam or Ed, you know, 40 mm-hmm. years ago? Or no, it doesn't. So you can just go with that and enjoy the conversation and enjoy the company. I think that another issue that comes up is when all the relatives gather, there's a lot of activity, a lot of conversations going on. You know how it is, some in the kitchen, some in the living room, you know, and back and forth, which can be very confusing and intimidating for someone struggling with dementia. And so it's always good to have like a room that dad can go to if he starts getting tired, or if
okay.
you can look and, oh, okay, he's getting a little overwhelmed. But also another thing, and we were talking about preparation, is telling people, you know, it'd be easier if just, you know, one or two of you visit with him at a time. Because mm-hmm. you get the old, oh, how are you? Well, guess that, my dog, the blah, blah, you know, and all
yeah,
this is very
right,
confusing.
Right, right, yeah.
Plus, around the holidays, you've got all the lights, you've got all the decorations, you've got all the music, you've got all these different things going on that isn't part of their normal routine.
Mm-hmm. And that agitation could bring up behaviors. In
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad behaviors. So just something to be aware of, if to lower all the chaos, the noise, the distraction.
Mm-hmm. So can you bring your mic a little closer to you?
Oh, sure.
I'll edit that out, but just it's just better sound quality for between the
sure.
two of you. So I think, you know, this is a conversation you should probably have with your loved ones before they come to your house, right? Like
yes.
a phone call
mm-hmm.
or an email
right.
or something
right.
like that.
And also with the person that has a dementia. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's regardless
oh,
of
right.
how much they're going to track, right? A few days, I wouldn't do it like months before because it'll get lost by the time the holiday
right.
arrives. But say the week of when people are going to start arriving. Just get out the picture album, and I'm going to keep coming back to this picture album because that is very helpful in these situations.
Okay.
And
okay.
even if you're just one-on-one in the home, the picture album is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen people get very agitated, pull out the old picture album. They start looking, and they can remember way back when, and things just settle down
triggers.
Because they look familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very calming. So, you know, keep that available. And but let them know that, hey, you know, the family's going to be coming. You know, so-and-so's coming and so-and-so's coming. Everybody's looking forward to see you. And if you have the album, you can say, yeah, she's coming to see you. And
right.
we're going to da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, don't have the expectation that when they get here, he's going to connect the face to the name. But
right.
just sort of prepare them, you know, going to be a little change in routine. Might get a little busy around here, but, you know.
Yeah.
If you need to get away, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Another thing that I found in our house was it sort of naturally occurred. If they were aware of the situation, there would be like maybe my daughter and one of the grandkids would be talking with my mother-in-law. And then they would step back and a couple of the other relatives would plop down on the couch and begin visiting. So they weren't necessarily trained there, but kind of instinct told them, yeah, let's not overwhelm her.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
so they just limit the number of visits.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do need to, if dad needs to go in the other room and rest for a while, that's okay. I need to go in the other room and rest for a while from
yeah.
time to time. So
sure,
we
sure.
all do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that sometimes, though, people can be on their best behavior when there's a guest around.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, and so that can be, you know,
sure.
you could be having somebody say to you, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so, yeah. I think the classic example I had of, I don't want to hog all the time.
No, go right ahead.
Yeah,
you've
got good
great.
Examples.
Yeah.
The classic example I have when I was a case manager was, this was I had a client who was, had been a professional boxer. He's actually in the Boxing Hall of Fame. And the effects of that after a while ended up with some early dementia. And his second family were aware of that, and his kids from his first family that were all grown would come up to visit him. But they would take him back and go, you know, take him back to the old neighborhood, and they'd go around and da-da-da-da-da-da, and they would come back, and they would just be mad at the wife because you said he had dementia. He knew where everything was. He knew exactly where. There was his high school. He knew that. And she had to say, yeah, but ask him, you know, what he had for breakfast this morning. Ask him what he did yesterday. Yes, he knows all that, but that's, you know, 30 years ago, he can tell you
and
everything.
And the long-term memory stays.
It stays.
It's the short-term memory that goes.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that. And again, I keep going back to don't correct. Mm-hmm. You know, like Suzanne said, is it that important to orient them every single time or just to go and
spend
some
time? And
they're
going to have their days where they're doing well and they're doing good, or they might have a lot of memory. And then there can be days where it's totally lost them. So, like Doug was saying, you know, the family didn't believe that he had dementia. Well, also, people can have days where they put it together when they have a lot of people coming into the home. And it's odd how it works, but something can kind of, you know, we don't understand it, but something can set them where they're on their best behavior or they're careful what they say because out of embarrassment, they still have some sense there. But, you know, so it's just... And the best advice I can give is you just go with the flow and limit the triggers or things that could trigger the behaviors, the excess noise and whatnot, the chaos. And
well, you know, another thing that I found is that certain illnesses can bring on temporary dementia, like a bladder infection in somebody who's elderly or some other thing. So all of a sudden, the person just starts behaving oddly. So one thing that I would tell people is that if you're visiting an elder person who might have issues of some kind, be prepared to go to the emergency room. Because if you have somebody sick like that, especially, that's probably the only place they're going to get help fast for something where they'll need to go in and have somebody diagnose them quick and get them some antibiotics. And
yeah,
you know,
if they're quickly out of their norm, there's something going on, some sort of infection and whatnot. So that's the thing with behaviors in general. Usually there's something that they're not able to verbalize what's going on, and it could be an infection.
Right.
It could be that they're hungry. It could be that they're...
And dehydration can do that, too, which is really common.
Absolutely.
Soil themselves. I mean, different things like this can cause, like, agitated behaviors. So... but then, if you see things that are out of the norm, really take note. And if it's really, really concerning to you, you know, it could be a bladder infection and head to the hospital. But the best thing I can say is, you know, to take notes so we can realize is this baseline? Is this going to be the new norm?
Right.
You know, do we have a circumstance? And
one of the things to look at, too, I mean, because usually in our line of work, if there's a sudden change in cognition, it's usually in the older population, it usually is a UTI or something.
Yes.
But also, you know, some people said, well, I know that, you know, they were just at the doctor and had the checkup and everything was fine. And I would think and go, so they were just at the doctor. Did they change their meds? Oh, they gave them some new meds.
Right.
There's another trigger.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, and for people who are caregivers themselves talking to family, so this is for everybody who's listening who might be going to visit family who are caring for someone. The family members don't realize how much stress they're under.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So they're not going to be able to tell you, I'm a little wiggy too, because I'm under constant stress from the situation. So just be aware that if you are going to visit family, that the stress that they are under, if you've never done this, you really don't have any idea how difficult it can be. But it's crazy making stuff.
Well, it is.
You know, and it's very hard. And so your relatives who you're visiting, who are the caregivers, are probably about up to here with it and doing the best they can.
And they might be really short with you because there might be some resentment because they're taking on a lot of pressure. And they have their own lives, too. So if we can just support the caregiver as well and give them a relief, you know, be understanding, give them time,
give them time out of the house. I mean, hold the fort and let them go to the
there
store.
You go.
Or don't
there you go.
Don't
Good idea.
Them, you know, because it's holidays and they're under stress caring for them and worrying about holiday things. And then you're coming to visit and whatnot, and just realize that they're taking on a lot. and maybe they volunteer to, but still, it's something that if we keep the caregiver stressed, we have another situation and potential crisis with the person with dementia as well.
Mm-hmm. So sure,
we want to make sure all parties are happy, healthy, and.
Well, and that's that whole thing too of, because I wanted to talk also before we run out of time a little bit about the person that's living in the home that mm-hmm. is the caregiver mm-hmm. taking care of the person with dementia. And over the years, I'm using my own family as an example. Over the years, people said, well, mom or grandma, you know, she always cooks the ham, always does this, always da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, yeah, we understand grandma's having problems, but it doesn't occur to them that maybe that's a little harder for mom to do
yes.
all of that because she's
sure.
already exhausted and so
right,
on.
Right.
But on the flip side, if you said, mom, we're gonna cook the food and bring it. No. I always
right.
cook the food. Yeah.
Right.
So there's
absolutely.
That sort of give and take.
And I just had a conversation with a friend about that who was going to a family gathering for Thanksgiving where the kids were taking over the doing the meal, and she didn't know if she wanted to let go of that.
Yeah.
But it turned out really well, and she was happy about it. But
yeah,
we have our roles, and we derive a lot of satisfaction and mm-hmm. self-worth from our roles,
right.
the roles we like. You know,
oh, absolutely. And I think speaking to also to the caregiver in the home, and it's not always you know, the woman that prepared the meals. I know in my family, my dad was a much better cook than my mother.
That happens.
So, yeah, and there's a lot of things. And other family members actually had the husband stayed at home. The wife made better money, and he took care of the kids and the
mm-hmm.
house. You know, so
sure,
however it works.
All different situations.
Yeah, it's I just really want to encourage anyone that's listening to this, if you're going through this, to not only guard what's said around the house, but guard what you're saying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't say, oh, you know, everything's over. You know, it's never going to be the same again.
Mm-hmm.
Or remember, it used to be so good, and now it's so terrible. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well,
yeah.
Nothing's
right.
ended. It's just changed.
Right.
And
yeah.
if you really stop and think about it, it's a whole lot different now than it was when your kids were little, too.
Right.
But it didn't end. It just changed.
And it's natural to resist change.
Oh, sure.
And now that we're talking about all these elder issues, just in case you tuned in, you're listening to A Senior Moment on Coast Community Radio. Suzanne Bjornsson and Doug Schaefer are in the studio with me, as they are every month, from Northwest Senior and Disability Services and the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. And we have a special guest in the studio. You may hear her. It's Baby Harper, who is Suzanne's daughter, and she's a total sweetie. She's making the usual baby noises, which are totally cute. So if you hear that, we haven't become deranged any more than usual. It's just that we have a real sweet baby in the studio this week, and she's a real cutie pie. So
it's not me this time.
Yeah, not this time. It'll be next month for the new year. We'll just initiate baby behavior.
We're introducing her to radio.
That's right. She'll be a radio baby. Our topic today is talking about bringing family members into the loop who may, if you are someone who is caring for an elder in your home, or just caring in that caregiving role in your family where you are the person who is taking on the heavy lifting of handling the needs of a person who can't take care of all their needs anymore and maybe older and having dementia issues, and family members come to visit, there are things the family members need to know. And if you are a family member visiting, being cognizant that you're entering into territory that you may not understand completely what's happening, and you may need to, everybody needs to roll with the punches, right, in a situation
pretty much,
like
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm.
So
roll with the punches and be supportive of the caregiver.
Right.
And then if you're looking for, if you're really confused and or concerned or whatnot, after the holidays or whatnot, you can reach out to our agencies, and we might be able to give you some resources
mm-hmm.
and some guidance. You know, what to do.
Okay.
So there is help. It's, you know, like Doug said, it's not like a lost hope. And with going through this, there is support to make it enjoyable, I guess you could
mm-hmm.
say, and still enjoy your loved one
sure.
during these difficult times.
Well, right. you're it's still family,
yeah.
and you're still together.
Right.
And, you know, if my mother or grandmother calls me, Jim instead of Doug, well, I don't care if she calls me by my brother's name. You know, she still knows I'm connected in there somewhere.
Right,
and so, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, celebrations evolve over the years anyway. as you mentioned absolutely. Before. Mm-hmm. So the celebration you had last year may not be the one you have this year. And, you know, I think the whole thing is really to have everyone appreciate and be grateful for what they still have with their families, you know, because we all, things just do change so much. And so what are some of the other things? Like, if somebody is really, are there opportunities to get help for this kind of thing? Education, more education about this? Are there places, things to look up online?
For the families, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, like our agencies have different programs. Northwest Senior, we do Savvy Caregiving, which I don't have the dates yet, but we will be putting some dates together for probably February, March time of the year.
Okay, great.
And that's to help support family caregivers caring for someone mm-hmm. with dementia. I know right. Oregon Care Partners, they have several classes, webinars and whatnot. So you could Google Oregon Care Partners. Or go to Alzheimer's website, and they would have a link to the Oregon Care Partners. But that's a great place to go for additional resources, just to learn more. I am a big YouTube person. I love to just look on YouTube for video for just about
that's
anything.
True.
And you can YouTube different dementia videos. And there's a great lady named Teepa Snow, and her name is spelled T-E-E-P-A. And her last name is Snow, S-N-O-W, expert in this field all across the nation. And you can Google her, and she will have different intervention ideas and behaviors and things like that. So those are just great places to start just to get educated. Of course, you can come to our agencies. We have some books that you can check out, videos, things like that. And then we also do... options counseling to help give you resources and tools. And then we also have a program called the Family Caregiver Support Program. And, and Washington has that as well.
Okay. So, Doug, can you talk a little bit about what the Olympic Area
Agency... I was playing with a baby. Anyway.
Sounds like lots of fun.
We have the same thing. It's our actually, our trainings, it's called Tools for Caregivers. It's the same thing, though. It's people that... They go and they get trained and become trainers to train others. So they do this sort of seminar for several days at a time. We advertise, and then people come and sit through. And it, basically, it's what do you do if? How do you mm-hmm. handle this? Mm-hmm. And a less formal and less daunting maybe way to do that is if you have any kind of Alzheimer's support groups or anything like that, which we do in our communities. And you go to those, and there are people that are either – starting to go through it, have been going through it, or they've gone through it, and they're still staying because of the bond they've made with the other people in the group. So, and that's a great way to say, hey, did this ever happen with you on this? And just to get some hints.
Mm-hmm.
There's also on, I believe it's Alzheimer's.com. I don't know if it's still in print. It was called the Alzheimer's Playbook, and it was by a coach, a professional coach in the Midwest. And his wife developed dementia. And he went and got all the information and stuff, and then he made a playbook.
Wow.
Of just what
to
do. He even made a real small one that you could put in your pocket.
Right.
Oh, this behavior, okay, it could be, you know.
Yeah.
So it's,
wow, that's helpful.
Yeah, and I can't remember the specific name, but if you look for Coach's Playbook Alzheimer's and you start looking at that kind of stuff, you'll find
mm-hmm.
it. So there's a lot of those things, and like Suzanne said, we have staff that deal with family caregiving issues all the time.
Okay.
So lots of information is out there, and lots of people have gone that route before, so you don't have to rediscover everything.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know you feel so alone when you're dealing with this,
mm-hmm.
and there's other people that have dealt with it. And so it's just knowing where to turn to get that support and that help.
Well, speaking of which, we're at the point in the show where we ask you to give contact information. So who we're going to hear from is Suzanne Bjornsons from the Olympic Area, from the Northwest Senior Disability Services in Oregon. Doug is Olympic Area Agency on Aging in Washington. And these two places are great sources of all kinds of information relating to senior issues. So, Doug, can you give us your contact info?
Yes, and we have two offices in Pacific County, one in Long Beach, one in Raymond. In Long Beach, we're at 360-642-3634. In Raymond, we're at 360-942-2177. And our website is www.o3a, and the 3 is the number 3.
Okay. .org, right?
Yes.
.org.
What did I say?
You didn't say the .org part. Oh. We have to say the .org part. Important. So, Suzanne, how about Northwest Senior Disability Services?
If you need any resource information, you can call 503-861-4210.
And that's
NWSDS.org.
Okay. And just a little aside from me about this sort of caregiving stuff, which I have done, is that I think when I look back on having cared for my dad for a decade as a person with a lot of these issues that we're talking about, that the bottom line is that you're probably going to throw yourself into this with your whole heart and do the best you can, but you can't fix it.
Yes.
You can't stop
point.
It.
Mm-hmm. Excellent
you can't
point.
Make it not happen. Eventually the person is going to pass on. And you can't fix that. And I know it was one of the big struggles for me because there was some part of my reptile brain that thought if I just worked hard enough,
right.
it wouldn't happen. And that is just not true. So don't blame yourself. You're doing the best you can. A big hug from all of us for the holidays. Thanks for listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I've been in the studio with Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging and Suzanne Bjornsson from Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Happy holidays, and we'll see you next year. Thanks for listening.